Well, oil is grabbing headlines, but there are also big questions about energy efficiency. Buildings make up a fifth of American energy use, and much of that energy is wasted, leaking from walls with poor insulation or lights left on when no one is around. Being more efficient is one of the few goals with widespread support from Republicans and Democrats, as well as private industry. From the Here and Now Contributors Network, Inside Energy reporter Jordan Werfsbrock has the latest in our ongoing series on energy policy and the new Republican-controlled Congress.
Visiting the National Renewable Energy Laboratory, or NREL, in Golden, Colorado, is like stepping into the future.
And so you're in the country's largest net zero energy building right now.
It's NREL is part of the U.S. Department of Energy. This building is a test bed for technologies that help us do more with less energy. Shanti Pless is one of its efficiency engineers.
Building apart here.
He's lifting up a floor panel to reveal the ventilation system, which pipes in fresh air from outside.
But then I have to figure out how to put it back together.
This ventilation system is just part of NREL's efficiency strategy. From the stairways down to the power strips, every detail minimizes waste. The building does have cutting-edge tech, like windows with glass that automatically darkens. But the rest?
Some things that are cutting-edge, some things that everyone can do, best practices that are available to everyone that has a building.
These practices could be a lot more common if a bill known as Shaheen-Portman passes through Congress. Here's Suzanne Watson, a policy director at the American Council for an Energy Efficient Economy, or ACEEE.
A non-controversial bill. It's such a positive bill, and it's bipartisan.
Shaheen-Portman addresses energy efficiency for federal government facilities, commercial buildings, and rental properties. And it does so in a pretty gentle way, lining out a number of voluntary programs and guidelines. It does not include mandates or binding requirements, but it could still have a big impact. ACEEE estimates that a federal energy efficiency policy could create 190,000 jobs in the next 15 years and reduce government spending by $16 billion. Tom Plant is a policy analyst at Colorado State University.
There's lots of great technologies that prove themselves out commercially, but if they have no market, there's no business.
The federal government could create that market. Say, for example, the government upgrades all of its data centers to be more efficient. That's part of Shaheen-Portman, a requirement that they all come up with a plan to improve efficiency. This would create new demand for that technology, which drives competition, ultimately making the efficiency upgrades in those data centers cheaper for the private sector. Despite bipartisan sponsorship, the bill has failed in the Senate, foiled in 2011, 2013, and 2014. Ironically, Suzanne Watson says its popularity has been responsible for its downfall.
Efficiency is one of the few things, if any, that could actually get through.
With a very important caveat.
As long as it were able to ride on its own, as opposed to being utilized as a vehicle for other, what I might call, poison pills.
When Republicans saw Shaheen-Portman, a bill that had a legitimate chance in an otherwise deadlocked Senate, they tried to pin separate issues to it, like expediting the Keystone XL pipeline or
taking things that weren't particularly energy-related,
like delaying Obamacare. So the Democrats never allowed the bill to come to a vote. While Congress stalls, many private businesses are pushing forward. Take Pinnacle Assurance, a workers' comp firm in Denver. Paul Doty is facilities manager, and he's showing me around the building, pointing out efficiency upgrades.
Just the little things of people forgetting to turn their lights off.
They've now got motion sensors.
LED lights that we put in the parking garage.
And in a few months,
redesigning our data center.
In the past 3 years, Pinnacle has reduced its annual electricity bill more than 20%, saving $91,000 a year. If Shaheen-Portman moves forward, these kinds of improvements could be cheaper and more accessible for private companies like Pinnacle. Suzanne Watson of ACEEE believes congressional action can and will push this whole issue more, well, efficiently.
It will be back.
In the new Republican-controlled Congress, energy efficiency may ride on the back of the very issue that kept it down last year, Keystone. Or be bundled into energy policy that includes controversial topics like natural gas exports in order to sweeten the deal. For Here and Now, I'm Jordan Werfsbrock in Denver.